you see these people for the first time and you know their ejection fraction is abnormal or there's something else wrong with their ability to have forward blood flow, what's the first thing you're going to suggest?
Most likely, they have these symptoms because they are full of fluid in their lungs or have fluid in their lungs. And oftentimes, relieving that fluid with getting rid of it with diuretic medicine will do the trick.
Something like furosemide or
bumetamide,
one of those various.
That's right. And the most common diuretics are called loop diuretics, like furosemide, bumetanide, torsemide, or Lasix, Bumex, Demodex for the trade names.
And also some lifestyle modification to start with. It makes no sense to go eat a whole bag of salty potato chips when you're using a diuretic to try to get out salt and water.
That's right. In fact, the number one advice that we could give to really impact patient wellness is their own ability to control their symptoms by diet and exercise. We don't want them to be sedentary and become couch potatoes, but at the same time, we want them to be very cognizant about their sodium intake or salt intake and their water or fluid intake. Because we live in North Carolina, lots of people love sweet tea and barbecue, and that combination gets to be very difficult for the heart failure patient because they really can't drink all that much and they cannot really eat that much salt.
After you've done lifestyle modification and put them on a diuretic, anything else one can do?
Absolutely. Our field in medicine in general has evolved so well to note that certain medicines are so helpful to either stop the progression of heart failure or maybe improve the heart function over time. And these medicines are various classes which block various hormones in the body, and they include beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, also known as angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors. A cousin of that is the angiotensin receptor blockers, or ARBs. Also another class is aldosterone blockers. And we have a brand new drug that's made the heart failure professional community very excited, and that just came out last year, which was a combination drug of an ARB with a neprilysin inhibitor. We call that ARNI for short because you know cardiologists love abbreviations and acronyms. But that is a new drug that seems to be the biggest thing since aldosterone blockers in heart failure. And maybe yet another tool in our kit to say stop the heart failure from progressing and maybe improve survival.
What do you tell to patients who are on a number of medications? How do you have them remember what medicines to take when and to avoid some of the side effects that may be bothering them?
Yeah, very difficult and a good question because it's not just the doctor that is involved. It's really a team of care providers, including the nurses that they interact with, pharmacists that work with us, and ultimately the family. We really want to encourage the patient and their social support to help them figure out how to take their medicines right. And when we teach them about the medicines, it's often about, well, this is for what? For your heart in general, or this is for your fluid management. And if we need to develop a schedule for you or use pill boxes to remember. So we try to educate them as much as possible about which medicines are for what. But in the end, it is a lot of medicines for patients to take, and it becomes a little difficult, and that's why sometimes getting their family member to help out helps as well.
So caregivers or family members in general are instrumental in making sure that these patients do well.
That's right. Caregivers are the key to success, and we've had lots of people at UNC, faculty at UNC investigating this topic who I have collaborated with to show that family members and caregivers can really provide important support to improve outcomes.